La Internacional de los Dementes. This is a narrative project based on real medical histories belonging to what I would call an archive in progress, taken from the depths of the José de Borda Mental Hospital in Buenos Aires. The treasures of this hospital bureaucracy were discovered between 2001 and 2002 by accident during a plumbing reconstruction in the bricked in underground tunnels that had connected distinct wings of this mental asylum for half a century, and also in the walled-in ward of Dr. Amable Jones' service. The Borda Hospital continues to run today and houses a large population of patients. This project does not aspire to the systematic complexity of a study in the history of psychiatry or even a history of the asylum. In lack of the formidable permanent exhibition that could be set up with it, but which will not be in the near future, I think of it more as an imaginary museum of just about everything. From the very beginning, my contact with the archive has been that of a writer, marked by emotion and sheer awe at this factory of biographical non-entities based on the systematic erasure and effacement of the personal narratives typical of psychiatry at the beginning of the 20th century and to this day. By applying controlled fictional techniques to non-fictional materials, I try to reveal the biographical information contained in what is most likely one of the two or three largest psychiatric archives in the world, holding more than 22,000 case histories of male patients. I might say it proposes an approach using the peculiar sort of montage or editing of essay writing. At the same time, the sum of patient portraits photographed closing up and repeated over and again without any variation through decades creates a sort of visual vertigo of identities, both serialized and industrialized by photographic social surveillance.